right now at 7.
Close call in San Jose as the brush fire erupts behind a neighborhood and the fire danger about to get worse.
And the pressure's on, temperatures are up. Flex alerts tomorrow. We'll talk about how much warmer and how long it lasts in a few minutes.
The California recall race also heating up. A top contender attacks Governor Newsom on his home turf.
Some people are really too excited being out and not valuing the life of them and their families.
And as we head back behind the masks, we are asking, are more vaccine mandates coming?
The things that we've done so far to motivate vaccination are not enough.
Give people the opportunity to understand the detriment of not being vaccinated.
Right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7, streaming on CBSN Bay Area, as firefighters knock down a large brush fire in San Jose, there's another threat on the horizon for them and for the state's power grid. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida.
I'm Juliette Goodrich in for Elizabeth. Let's start with that close call in the South Bay. Flames erupted about 3 hours ago in a creek bed on Mill River Lane in North San Jose. The fire quickly spread through all the brush and was burning on both sides, crossing into Milpitas. Neighbors were told to shelter in place while crews worked to keep those flames from spreading to nearby homes and businesses. Firefighters are having a tough time getting down the steep terrain to gain control. Containment, and there is no word yet on how big the fire really is, but there are currently in an acre up to 75 acres. Now, Chopper 5 spotted fire crews positioned in front of several nearby buildings to protect them, and at this time, no reports of damage or injuries.
Just east of Napa today, fire erupting in a 4,000-square-foot home that was under construction near 4th Avenue and Curry Lane. That is just down the road from the Faustini Winery. But responding fire crews were able to stop the flames from spreading to the nearby vineyards. And conditions are not going to get much better heading through the week as we look live at the dry East Bay Hills.
Brian Hackney joins us now. He's tracking the rising temperatures and the statewide flex alert.
Yeah, it looks like tomorrow they're saying that supplies are tight, temperatures are warm. The result, they're asking people to conserve energy tomorrow afternoon and evening as per usual. And it's because things are going to be getting warm yet again. High pressures over the desert southwest. And as long as that high is in place and builds up, Southwest highs maintaining temperatures in the 90s. Average for Concord this time of the year is 88 degrees, but tomorrow it'll be up to 97. So as it was today, about 10 degrees above average. In terms of averages for everybody, 98 was the high for Concord today. San Jose hit 84 and Santa Rosa 94. So inland North Bay in the 80s and 90s means it's warm enough to consider the energy being consumed during these warm spells. We'll talk about how long it's going to last. We give the forecast in a few minutes, guys.
All right, Brian, thank you. The other big story we're following at 7, the CDC's about face on face masks.
Yeah, they're now recommending indoors again wear a mask in counties with substantial or high transmission rates. If you look at the numbers, really the entire Bay Area fits into one or the other of those categories, with the exception of Santa Cruz County.
I just thought it was unnecessary. And I know that's not good, and I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, but I feel like a lot of people in my age group, they're not going to be wearing masks.
I think it's going to be around for a long time because some people are just really too excited being out and not valuing the life of them and their families.
This is really unprecedented. We've never expected Delta to be like this. 2 months ago, you know, we were in a completely different landscape than where we are right now.
A UCSF infectious disease specialist, Dr. Peter Chin Hong, says that not only is Delta easier to catch, even vaccinated people can carry substantial amounts if it's in their nose or mouth, making them more likely to spread even if they themselves don't get sick. Well, state health officials have confirmed another 7,700 cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. 5.4% of the people that are being tested are coming back positive. And that's a nearly eightfold increase from where we were just 7 weeks ago. As for serious cases, just under 3,600 Californians are hospitalized with COVID-19. Right now, nearly all of them are unvaccinated people. That number has tripled in the past 6 weeks. But still well below the high of nearly 23,000 we hit in early January.
Starting tomorrow, vaccines will be a job requirement for all new city and county hires in San Francisco. A negative test won't cut it. Current employees will have to submit to the shot once the FDA gives full approval. And if they don't do it within 10 weeks or submit proof of a valid exemption, they could be fired. The policy applies to everyone from police and firefighters to clerks and custodians, but it does not cover teachers. They are school district employees. Meanwhile, California has set a target date of August 23rd for a full compliance with its new vaccine mandate for state employees and also healthcare workers. Starting early next month, they'll be required to provide proof of vaccination or submit to regular testing. We asked Bay Area health experts and also regular residents if more mandates might help.
When you say you're going to either go into a public place and we're going to limit whether you can if you're not vaccinated, or you can't work as a teacher, you can't work as a nurse or a doctor, or you can't get an airplane or go in a restaurant, I think there's a public interest in all of those things, and it's clear the law and the ethics seem clear that you can do that.
Give people the opportunity to understand the detriment of not being vaccinated, the benefits of being, you know, vaccinated.
So far, about 75% of Californians have received at least one dose.
At a visit to a health clinic in the Central Valley today, Governor Newsom urged the other 25% to ignore all the misinformation that's out there and get the shot.
We're mindful that there are a lot of people that are still anxious, but we also recognize there are a lot of people that have been misled by misinformation. And we've got to call out the misinformation campaigns. We've got to call out those that are knowingly misleading the public.
While that was going on, a new UC Berkeley LA Times poll came out, shows California voters are almost evenly divided over whether to remove Governor Newsom from office. 50% are opposed. They want him to stay. 47% are in favor of it, and 3% undecided. Among the 46 candidates looking to unseat the governor in September, conservative talk radio host Larry Elder leads that pack with support from 18% of likely voters. Behind him at 10%, businessman John Cox and former San Diego mayor Kevin Faulkner, who called out the former San Francisco mayor today on his home turf.
And as we look at the dismal track record of this governor, a governor who has supported the lessening of laws when it comes to stealing items under $950, lowering those consequences. When we look at a governor that has just allowed for the early release of 63,000 violent criminals.
The recall election will be held September 14th.
On to the fire watch, the Dixie Fire. The largest in the state has now burned more than 200,000 acres across Butte and Plumas counties. Firefighters are battling strong winds and steep terrain in the Feather River Canyon. Authorities say at least 31 structures have been destroyed. The fire is 23% contained. Meanwhile, crews are making progress on another wildfire south of Lake Tahoe. Moments ago, we learned the lightning-sparked Tamarack Fire is up to 59% containment. More than 68,000 acres have burned. And officials at the Truckee Tahoe Airport say wildfire smoke did not restrict visibility for the pilot of a twin-engine business jet that crashed and burned on approach yesterday. All four people on board died. So far, the FAA has not said who they were or where they were coming from. And at this point, it is still unclear what went wrong.